And let's bring in Ian Bellchamber, a campaigner from Dorset Speed. Good morning, Ian.
Oh, good morning.
Now, for people who don't know, tell me what Dorset Speed is and who are your members?
Well, it started, gosh, probably over 10 years now. And I'm an engineer, and my profession has been built on looking at things and seeing them not working right and making them work properly. That's just the way my mind ticks. And when I saw what was happening with enforcement and road safety, I'd naturally started asking questions. Why is it done like this? Why are apparently very low speed limits enforced? And I was expecting to get good answers from the police and from the council. But all I got was secrecy, and I got ignored. And really, the deeper I looked, the worse it got. So the campaign is built from that. And over the years, I've had thousands of emails from all over Dorset and even the country. This problem actually exists all over the country. It's not just Dorset. And there are also Facebook groups that have been set up. You only have to Google anything about speed cameras, and you'll see massive concern from the public about them being used to raise money. And it seems that Dorset is one of the worst places for it. So
Ian, this is going to come up in this hour because you're on the show, is that there's going to be people going, well, if you don't speed, then you don't land up getting points or going on the driver awareness course. And they may be listening to you thinking, oh, here we go, a guy who doesn't like speed cameras, therefore doesn't like speeding offences and people being prosecuted, and therefore that's where you're coming from. What do you say to them?
All I'm asking for is a bit of honesty. If the police are using cameras to make money, then I want them to be honest about it. I want to say it. If they're using it for blind enforcement of the law, then they should also be honest about that. But they shouldn't be telling us it's about road safety if it isn't. And you've only got to look at the performance in Dorset to realise that it's quite abysmal. Over the last 3 years, we've had a steady increase in road deaths, and the long-term KSI reductions that everyone else has enjoyed and the UK as a whole enjoyed last year hasn't happened in Dorset. So the end result of all this is not looking very good at all.
Nicky Searle,
I actually predicted that.
Okay, Superintendent Nicky Searle, when I asked her your point about where the money goes, says actually it costs more to police speeding motorists than the money raised from these courses. What's your response to that?
Well, I was under the impression, and I think most people are, that my council rates pay for adequate policing. It seems to me that this is an admission that they're looking for proceeds from such activities to actually fund normal policing. I don't remember them ever saying that, but if it's the case, then they need to state it clearly rather than hide behind secrecy.
And obviously they're not denying it, but they're saying that that's why it costs more, and therefore that's why it costs. They also talk about whether the Dorset course is different from the rest of the country. From your perspective, is it?
Well, it may be. They've talked about including more offences. Well, that's, in my mind, puts up the efficiency of the course because you have more people attending it. And that should reduce costs, not increase them. So that's not a justification for being the most expensive course at all. But then pretty much everything she said was nonsense. For example, she said repeatedly that there was no national scheme. And then she said she was committed to joining it. I mean, nothing really that she said made any sense. She had completely avoided the point about the fact that Dorset Police had avoided the transparency. It was very difficult actually to extract anything of any use really from what she said.
I think she was saying originally there wasn't a national scheme, and they've been at the forefront of setting up a driver awareness course, and maybe the goalposts are now moving, and therefore it now might be appropriate to join a national scheme. I'm not to put words in her mouth, but that might be the other way of taking what she said.
Well, fair enough, but there doesn't seem to have been a proactive move to joining the national course. And when you look at the profitability, which Dorset Police refuse to reveal, but it must be huge, then you just wonder if it's the money that's actually the reason that they haven't moved to the national course rather than anything else.
Ian, do you think the public actually support speed limits as they are in this country? Every time I have this conversation, I can guarantee I will have some people who've maybe lost relatives or are concerned about speeding outside their local school, and then there'll be others who are going, that are bringing speed limits down lower and lower to the point where it's not practical. What do you think?
Speeding is a problem, and it's a serious one, but where you have speeding, the serious types of speeding that results in the most serious problems, crashes, you normally have other factors involved, such as racing, showing off, drink, drugs, criminal activity, road rage, and those kinds of things. Now, you know, speed limit or a nip landing on the doormat a couple of weeks later isn't really going to help much with that. So, yes, speeding is a problem, but just making speed limits lower and lower and lower isn't the way to deal with that problem. And you've only got to look at, for example, the Dorset Way, where they measured an average speed of 60 miles an hour, but ended up choosing a 50 limit, not for any safety justification, but because they thought a 60 limit would be confusing. It actually says that in a council document, absurdly, to realise how ridiculous this situation is.
And therefore, are you saying there's a conspiracy of silence then from the public? Because if people have been caught for speeding, they don't want to talk about it, although two of my colleagues have today. But, I mean, people don't say anything because they've done something wrong, therefore they don't want to talk about it, and therefore there isn't a debate.
I think a lot of people talk about it, and if anything, these activities are trivialising speeding because, again, uniquely for Dorset, you can go on the course every year. Well, what does that tell you? Does it tell you that they think that the education is only good for a year? What use is that? But at the same time, it means that you can be caught for speeding in 3 years for up to 7 times. Now with the courses, whereas you could only be caught 4 times before. So you can actually speed twice as much as you used to be able to speed under this scheme.
So what are you saying? Get rid of the courses and give everybody 3 points and reduce their option of getting off the points? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think you can make any progress until you break down this lack of transparency, this dishonesty, and this obvious money-making. That's where you have to start.
Okay, Ian, let me ask the question of the morning then, because there's two parts to this. Driver awareness courses, do they work? And what's your response to that?
Well, no, they don't. As I mentioned earlier, the statistics for Dorset have always been bad. But since they've really ramped up these courses over the last 3 years, road deaths have gone up steadily every year. And the KSI reductions that have happened UK-wide have not been seen in Dorset. That is an appalling result.
And are they just a cash cow?
Yes, they are.
And here's a question I'm just going to add in. Do you think Dorset has bad figures because its roads are so awful?
Well, the conditions are different everywhere, but where you introduce something like massive education, you're shouting that it's very effective, then whatever it is, you would expect to see, at least some improvement over 3 years. We simply haven't in Dorset.
Ian Bellchamber, thank you for coming on the show and getting our debate underway this morning. We'll see what people have to say about what you've been saying this morning. Ian Bellchamber.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Campaigner from Dorset Speed. Do you agree or disagree with what he's saying? Or maybe agree or disagree with parts of it? Have you been on a driver awareness course? Have you been on one in successive years? Because that's the other point, is that you can go on one and avoid 3 points in a 12-month period. So a year later, you could then go on another course. Do they work? Have you changed your driving habits or patterns because of them? 0344